If you've ever needed reassurance in the power of St. Michael's protection, this story might be just what you need to hear. Padre Pio experienced it firsthand, in a way no one expected. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story, sourced from the book The Devout Life of Padre Pio by Friar Gerardo di Flumeri, recounts a beautiful moment in Padre Pio's life, his pilgrimage to the shrine of Saint Michael the Archangel. At first glance, it's a simple tale of devotion, but within it lies a small miracle revealing God's presence. Let's dive right in. Padre Pio had a deep love for the Prince of the Heavenly Hosts. Every year, he would make a Lenten preparation for the feast of Saint Michael, and those who came to him for counsel, especially those battling temptation, he often spoke of the Archangel's power and protection. Not long after arriving at the friary in San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio made a pilgrimage to the Gargano Cave to venerate Saint Michael. He had already experienced the Archangel's help more than once, both in Pertolcina and during his time in Foggia, where he battled the devil in countless spiritual and physical attacks. Now, if you've never heard of this shrine, it's called the Santuario di San Michele Arcangelo, and it's located inside a limestone cave on Mount Gargano, about 30 kilometers or 19 miles from San Giovanni Rotondo. It's one of the oldest and most revered sanctuaries dedicated to Saint Michael. According to tradition, the Archangel himself appeared there in the 5th century. Even Saint Francis of Assisi, founder of Padre Pio's own Franciscan order, made a pilgrimage to this very place. So, following in the footsteps of his seraphic father, Padre Pio wanted to do the same. He shared this desire with his superior, Father Paulino. And after the seminarians finished their exams, Father Paulino organized a group trip to Monte Sant'Angelo, both as a reward for the students and to fulfill Padre Pio's wish. The group, Padre Pio, some lay faithful, and 14 seminarians set out at 3 a.m. that day. Padre Pio walked as much of the journey as he could, but due to his poor health, he eventually had to ride in a cart. As the sun began to rise, he stepped out to stretch his legs. He began praying the rosary aloud, adding in hymns in honor of the Blessed Virgin and Saint Michael the Archangel. When they finally arrived at the sanctuary, something stirred in Padre Pio's heart. Recalling how Saint Francis, out of humility, had refused to enter the cave and instead spent the entire night praying at its entrance, Padre Pio fell to his knees. Tears streamed down his face as he kissed the threshold of the cave. Inside, the sacristan pointed out the Tao symbol carved into the stone by Saint Francis himself. Padre Pio then approached the altar of Saint Michael and knelt in prayer. He prayed for many things: his religious province, the church, his fellow friars, peace in the world, and for the soldiers still fighting in World War I. He entrusted them all to Saint Michael's protection. But then, some of them noticed something strange. Listen to this. Inside the cave, large drops of water were dripping steadily from the rocks above Saint Michael's altar. As Padre Pio knelt in prayer, the seminarians saw something impossible. While everyone around him was getting drenched, not a single drop touched him. One of the students even got closer to test it and was immediately soaked. Yet Padre Pio remained perfectly dry, completely absorbed in prayer. Oblivious to everything around him, he stayed in prayer for a long time. From that day forward, his devotion to Saint Michael deepened even more. Padre Pio would often tell pilgrims who came to San Giovanni Rotondo to continue on to Monte Sant'Angelo. Many times, that was the penance he gave in confession, go to Saint Michael. And whenever someone told him they were going, he'd humbly ask, say a prayer to Saint Michael for me. And with that, our story concludes. As we reflect on this incredible moment in Padre Pio's life, let's remember that today is the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel. May the Prince of the Heavenly Hosts defend you in battle, strengthen you in times of trial, and lead you ever closer to God's light. Wishing you all a blessed and joyful feast day. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.